This update is brought to you by Valley Collision of Ubley. If you get into an accident, get your car repaired correctly with expert collision repair and quality customer service. See Chris at Valley Collision of Ubley. By Agra Valley Services Broadband Internet and the AVS Tech Team, serving you in Huron, Tuscola, and San Lac counties. And by Sienna Facilities in Autumn Wood of Deckerville. For skilled nursing care with a home-like atmosphere, call 810-376-2145. Autumn Wood of Deckerville, we're all about you. Here is the latest news from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom and the Associated Press. I'm Nick Johnson. The Carsonville-Port Sanilac School District received a grant that will be used for technology infrastructure. The federal grant, which was for $89,600 that requires a 20% match, can be used to provide reduced rates on internet access and internal connections for schools and libraries. The district's plan is to add and replace wireless access points, switches for network cabling closets, single fiber for closet-to-closet runs, and UPS system battery protection. In other matters, the Board of Education approved tenure for Aaliyah Kimsel, who is music and band instructor. Third-year probation was approved for Emily England, who is a second-grade teacher. And third-year probation was approved for Ashley Valley, who is a kindergarten teacher. The City of Croswell's Planning Commission will conduct a meeting at 5:30 p.m. on May 13th. The meeting, which will be at the Croswell Community Center, 124 North Howard Avenue, is to review a request for a dog kennel license. The proposed site for the kennel is at 303 Mills Street, Croswell, which is pending the sale to Michelle Saad. Public comments will be accepted during the meeting. Those who cannot attend the meeting can submit a written comment on the issue and send it to Croswell City Hall, 100 North Howard Avenue, and a copy of the proposal for a kennel can be viewed at the same address from 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., Monday through Friday. And we will continue with more news at WLEW and WHST right after this.
If you get into an accident, are you aware that you can take your vehicle to the collision center of your choice? Other shops may not have certified technicians or the proper equipment to do the job right. Here's Justin Kasiba to explain why you should choose Valley Collision of Ubley.
At Valley Collision, we have certified technicians that specialize in metal and aluminum repair. Our licensed and insured have the latest state-of-the-art frame straightening equipment to put your vehicle back to factory specs or even better. We have a downdraft paint booth that bakes the paint on your vehicle just like the factory when it was new, and offer a 3-year written guarantee on all of our collision work.
This is Chris, owner of Valley Collision. If you get into an accident, we hope you choose Valley Collision of Ubley. Give us a call at 989-658-2410. That's 989-658-2410.
Michigan residents have emerged as among the least patient when it comes to interacting with artificial intelligence, AI, according to a recent Preply study. The research highlights instances where Michiganders express frustrations with AI technology, often resorting to raised voices or impolite behavior. Key findings from the study include: Michigan ranks as the third least patient state in the U.S. when engaging with AI. Despite frequent interactions with AI, 33% engaging several times a week, 24% of respondents admit to not using please and thank you. While displaying impatience, 59% of residents express some satisfaction with AI responses. This trend of impatience mirrors national patterns, with 1 in 3 Americans expressing frustration or anger toward AI. As our reliance on AI continues to grow, understanding and addressing these behavioral patterns becomes increasingly important. By comparing local data to trends in other states, researchers hope to gain deeper insights into how Americans interact with AI technology. Returning briefly to the campaign trail, Donald Trump has called the judge presiding over his hush money trial crooked, a day after being held in contempt of court and threatened with jail time for violating a gag order. The order bars him from making public statements about witnesses, jurors, and some others connected to his trial, but he is still free to criticize the judge. The former president was visiting the swing states of Wisconsin and Michigan on Wednesday during his one-day break from court. Trump is trying to achieve a balancing act unprecedented in American history by running for a second term while also fighting felony charges in New York. And we will return right after this.
This is Paul from the AVS Tech Team. Is your business too small to have an in-house tech support person, but too complex to manage yourself? Perhaps your home IT person is your teenage neighborhood's kid. If you answer yes to either of these, then the AVS Tech Team is here to help. We're a group of certified experts who can get your tech on track. The first step is to give us a call at 888-282-4943 or visit one of our three locations in Carroll, Pigeon, and Sandusky for free consultation. We'll help you determine the next steps for fixing your technology woes in a cost-effective way. We can also come to you for problems that are too big to carry into the store. There's no reason to put up with touchy technology when you have the AVS Tech Team on your side. Reach out today to see how we can help. 888-282-4943 or visit our website at avstechteam.com. Be sure to follow us on Facebook for special savings.
Want to advance your career? Agri Valley Communications, parent company of the AVS Tech Team, is growing its team. Go to avci.net/careers to learn more.
A Pennsylvania nurse who administered lethal or potentially lethal doses of insulin to numerous patients has pleaded guilty to three counts of murder and other charges and been sentenced to life in prison. 41-year-old Heather Presti was given three consecutive life sentences and another consecutive term of 380 to 760 years behind bars during a hearing today in Butler, north of Pittsburgh. Prosecutors say she played a role in the deaths of at least 17 patients who lived in five health facilities in four counties between 2020 and 2023. Authorities say co-workers often questioned Presti's conduct and said she frequently showed disdain for her patients and made derogatory comments about them. Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont says the major traffic artery linking New England with New York will be closed for days around the area where a tanker fire damaged a bridge over Interstate 95. The tanker truck filled with gasoline burst into flames in a three-vehicle crash today on I-95 in southwest Connecticut. The East Coast's main north-south highway subsequently closed, causing major traffic jams. The crash caused damage to the bridge above it, which the governor said will need to be demolished and replaced. Lamont says the hope is to reopen the interstate by Monday morning. And we'll be right back right after this.
Welcome to Automotive Deckerville, where every step we take is all about you. Here's Carrie Regantine to tell you more.
Hi, I'm Carrie Regantine, administrator at Automotive Deckerville. We understand the importance of trust and peace of mind when it comes to your loved one's care. In our community, we provide a place where local families find assurance that their loved ones receive the diligent care they deserve. From personalized care plans to round-the-clock attention, we ensure your loved ones are cherished. For our neighbors in Deckerville, we aim to instill confidence about our skilled nursing care. Because at Autumnwood, it's not just care, it's a commitment to your family's well-being.
At Automotive Deckerville, we're all about you and your loved ones. Call us at 810-376-2145 to schedule a tour and witness the peace of mind we provide. Or visit siennahealthcare.com for a virtual tour of our building.
Ukrainian energy workers are struggling to repair the damage from intensifying airstrikes aimed at pulverizing Ukraine's energy grid. They worry they will lose the race to prepare for winter unless allies come up with air defense systems to stop Russian missiles from reaching their targets. At one plant that was damaged last week, manager Ole says there is one thing they need most, Patriot missiles. The Associated Press today visited an energy plant days after it was damaged in a cruise missile attack. Owner DTEC says it has lost 80% of its electricity generating capacity in almost 180 aerial attacks. It says repairing the damaged plants would take between 6 months and 2 years, even if there are no more strikes. We do have an obituary report for you. Selma May Ulfig Maurer, age 94, of Fillion, passed away on Tuesday, April 30th. A funeral service will be held on Friday, May 3rd at 4 p.m. at the Kaufman Funeral Home in Bad Axe. Burial will be in Colfax Cemetery. Visitation will be held on Friday from 2 p.m. until the service time at 4 p.m. If you wish to offer your condolences to the Maurer family, please go to kaufmanfuneralhome.com. And that has been your news for this hour on WLEW and WHST. I'm Nick Johnson. For the latest Thumb area news anytime, visit our website, thumbnet.net. And once again, this update is brought to you by Valley Collision of Ubley. If you get into an accident, get your car repaired correctly with expert collision repair and quality customer service. See Chris at Valley Collision of Ubley. By Agra Valley Services Broadband Internet and the AVS Tech Team, serving you in Huron, Tuscola, and Sanilac counties. And by Sienna Facilities in Autumnwood of Deckerville. For skilled nursing care with a home-like atmosphere, call 810-376-2145. Autumnwood of Deckerville, we're all about you. And weather-wise, here at the station in Bad Axe, it is currently 62 degrees. Wind speeds are from the southeast at 8 miles per hour, gusting to 20 miles per hour, and the humidity is at 54%.